Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Houser. Batting second. The first baseman, Chuck Hinton. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Larry Brown. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Donovan. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dick Donovan. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting second. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jimmy Hall. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Allison. Batting seventh. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Cott. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Cott. And now, play ball. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wagner for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wagner. Virals reaches second base with a double. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Virals scores. It's 1-0, Twins. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davalillo who is chasing the ball. Hall reaches third base with a triple. Killebrew goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Twins. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hall throws the ball into Virals who relays the ball to Kindle who tags Davalillo trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Alvis moves to third. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hinton fields the ball and throws to Donovan covering. Safe. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Donovan juggles the ball. That's an error on Donovan. Kindle moves to second. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Verhals hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-1 in the game. Rollins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-1 in the game. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliva hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Killebrew hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Hall hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-1 in the game. Hinton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hinton. The throw from Batty and he is safe. Hinton steals second. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wagner takes first base on ball 4. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. Colavito hits a line drive towards left. Allison catches it and throws to second to double up Hinton. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Alvis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wagner moves to second. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops it up and throws to first, with Cott covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians nothing. the Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 1 in the game. Allison hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Twins. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 1 in the game. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hinton scoops it up and throws to first, with Donovan covering, for the out. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 0 for 1 in the game. Cott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Verhals takes first base on ball 4. Cott moves to second. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 2 in the game. Rollins hits a line drive into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Askew hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ray Barker pinch hits for Dick Donovan. Ray Barker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barker hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 0 for 2 in the game. Houser hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Sonny Siebert now pitching. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliva hits a line drive into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Killebrew strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown misplays the ball. That's an error on Brown. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Allison hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hall moves to third. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 2 in the game. Batty hits a pop-up towards short. Houser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wagner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Batty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 2 in the game. Colavito hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kindle hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hinton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cott is called out on strikes. Two outs. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Verhals hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 3 in the game. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 3 in the game. Oliva hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Oliva. The throw from SQ and he is out, Brown applying the tag. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Killebrew is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe SQ is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. SQ is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. SQ hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Luplau pinch hits for Sonny Siebert. Al Luplau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplau hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 3 in the game. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hinton hits a line drive into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Don McMahon now pitching. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Hall hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Allison hits a line drive into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-3 in the game. Batty takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kindle hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-3 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veerall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Alvis hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.